The History of Bournemouth Blind Society. When Bournemouth University offered us students the chance to piece together the history of the oldest known charity in Bournemouth, we could not wait to start. We met with the Society's chief executive, Philip Tarrant, who explained that they had a collection of documents which had been stored in a cupboard untouched for over 100 years. When we arrived at the Society in Moordown, we discovered that he was not exaggerating. We found hundreds of documents dating back to the start of the Society in 1911, war medals, death certificates, and most importantly, a series of minute books from 1911 to 1960. After months of detailed research and deep investigations, we have pieced together the unknown history of the oldest charity in Bournemouth. We can honestly say that this has been a heartwarming discovery from start to finish. We have discovered how the Rupert sisters and Mr. Homer came together to start the society after they became aware of just 10 blind people in the area who they felt would benefit directly from assistance. 80 years on, and the society was helping over 1,200 people who were blind or visually impaired. It was thanks to the selfless volunteers that gave up their free time to help the blind that the Society became a fantastic support network for the visually impaired, and the humbling work that they did still continues today. The Society was and still is at the centre of Bournemouth's community, with donations from Sir Russell Coates in the 1920s to a royal visit from His Royal Highness Prince Edward in 2007. The work of the Bournemouth Blind Society has not gone without recognition, and we are here to relive those moments and bring their extensive history back to life. It is true to say that without Bournemouth Blind Society, life would have been a lot harder for their members in a world still learning about the causes of blindness and a world still recovering from two world wars. This is the history of Bournemouth Blind Society and its amazing work for the blind and visually impaired.